time is now 10:04 p.m. and the meeting has reconvened into open session.
Now we'll take us to tonight's agenda.
Item 4A, consider approval of recommendation for bond manager.
Mr. Chair, I would like to recommend that we accept the recommendation from administration for bond manager of Edgar Boythia.
I second it.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Ma'am,
can you pull the board?
I'm sorry, who made the second?
I did.
Thank you. Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Item B is consider approval of recommendation of assistant principal for Canyon Teo High School.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the recommendation of administration of assistant principal of Canyon Teo High School, Villalonso Rendon.
I hear a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. If there's no discussion, can we pull the board?
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mr. Mendoza?
Just kidding.
Mr. Medina? I just had to do it once. I'm sorry.
That indirect. Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Mrs. Medina.
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mrs. Searles.
Yes.
Item 5A, discussion and possible action to contract with third party for policy creation and or review.
I move to contract with the third party as recommended by the administration, which would be Region 20, for policy creation and or review.
That's a third party contract. That would have to be the individuals.
That would also be Kathy, Dr. Christine Altoff, and TASB.
TASB, Dr. Christine Altoff. And that's it.
In Region 20.
And Region 20. So it'd be Region 20, TASB, and Dr. Christine Altoff to do policy creation and for review.
I'll second the motion.
Is that okay, Steve? Okay.
It's not Mr. Dillard as well.
Mr. Dillard as well?
Oh.
Oh, and Mr. Dillard.
And Miss N.
No.
No, that's.
No.
Dillard, that's the testing one. That's not. Yeah.
That's the next one.
No, sorry.
Oh,
okay.
Mr.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? No. Not.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Item B, discussion and possible action to contract with Education Service Center Region 20 to oversee testing, review of processes for reclassification of students, and evaluation of foreign student transcripts.
Do I have a motion?
Sure. I move to contract with the Education Service Center Region 20 to oversee testing, review of process for reclassification of students, and evaluation of foreign student transcripts, as well as Michael Dillard.
Thank you.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. Do I have a second?
I'll second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Steve, just real quick. Adding.
Michael Dillard.
Okay, for the testing, right? Okay. I have a motion and a second. Is that okay, Steve?
Yes.
Wait. Okay. Then, can you pull the board?
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Thank you. Can I say something real quick? Those we are going to, TASB visited us, and they're making a recommendation for a temporary substitute administrator stipend. And there's a possibility that if we don't contract them, we'll use them on a stipend basis.
Okay. And I'll take us to the next agenda.
Item C, discussion and possible action regarding potential acquisition of real estate.
I have a motion.
I move to authorize our broker, the district broker, to go forward on properties as discussed in executive session.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? None. Tony, can you pull the board?
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
And that will take us to the next agenda.
Item D is discussion and possible action regarding CISD legislative representation.
And I think the best way to go about it is to go out for a proposal, and we start the process for an RFP, see what comes at us. If we like it, we could go with it, and if we don't, then we could reject it, but at least we start the process.
Mr. Rodriguez, so would you like us to formulate an RFP for you? We could bring it back. You could review it, or
Steve.
Sorry.
Real quick, can we just create an? Do we need a? It's to create an RFP for CISD legislative representative. Do we make a motion to go out for the RFP? And if it come back to us, or we just...
You just direct the administration to go ahead and issue one.
Okay.
And then when it comes back...
Then they go through it.
Right, and then okay. They'll go through and decide if you actually want to use it and receive the bids that you get or the proposal and choose one.
Thank you. That would be fine, sir.
Okay, and then not just legislative, yeah, federal, state, look at different ways that we can look at it and see, okay, right now we're just in state, depending on the proposals.
I'm sure we can look on, I'm sure there'll be something on the internet that I can look at, that we can look, and then, but I'll get with you also, sir.
Do you want this just to be like a part-time person, or it just comes for legislative years, or do you want this to be someone who continues with the district year after year?
Well, the thing is, we could test it, see how it goes. For sure right now for the state legislator, maybe possible the federal, and then look at other areas that we would need either legislative, some type of representation, or some type of governmental affairs work and benefit of the district. It's just sort of like a test model, and then see what the proposal comes back and what they're able to do, and then we'll decide if we want to go that route or not, or we might wait till the next state legislator, we might wait till, you know, the next year, budget, whatever, but at least we're able to see, and then we could gauge from there.
I asked for a much along the same line in, at Mr. Coronado's committee meeting next week for an agenda item to be put on, this same thought in mind, but bigger, to where we have a liaison.
I think
they're two separate things.
Yeah, I think okay. This is more, I don't want to use the word, but of course, governmental affairs type of work. And that you have to look at.
Okay.
PASO does it like that. When it comes to liaison, it's more like the public information office. And,
okay, so that would be local. This is going to be global.
Yeah, this is sort of going down to Austin.
Bigger picture?
That type of stuff.
And... Okay.
So this could be like firms?
Yeah, there's firms that do it. El Paso has a firm that does it. There's several other districts that have. So
there, this is like a classification that people just do specifically.
Yeah, it's a contract okay. Service. I mean, we could say
the
words are obvious.
Okay. That's all. Thank you.
So if that's okay, can I get a motion to go out for an RFP? For
I move to have the administration begin an RFP in regards to a Kaniateo legislative representative. Or the state and possibly federal. Look at both sides.
Maybe local, knowing that the city's looking at
and
policy.
Okay.
Is that okay with the local as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
So local, state,
yes.
That's what I'm putting in.
And then, so that's a motion, and there's a second. Is there any discussion? If not, can we pull the board?
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Strauss?
Yes.
Yes. And do I have any objections for adjournment? Not without objection, without objection. It's 10:15.